Today, the church celebrates the Feast of the Transfiguration. Transfiguration is a beautiful story. The setting is a mountaintop. In Scripture, mountaintops are settings for divine revelations. Now, we see this when Moses is called to the mountain and has conversations with God and is given the tablets. The name of the mountain in today's gospel reading is not given. There is a tradition that connects us with Mount Tabor in Galilee. The story of the Transfiguration is found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It is a contrived story. It is not meant to be taken literally. This is not to say that nothing happened here. Something did happen here, as Peter recalls in the second reading today, when James, John, and he were eyewitnesses of Jesus' glory and on this mountain. Peter, James, and John were granted a glimpse of Jesus in his glorious state. This was meant to strengthen them for the ordeal ahead, specifically his passion and death. The Transfiguration takes place at a crucial moment in Jesus' ministry. Up to this time, his ministry was in Galilee, and this is what was known to him. We see in Scripture where he goes to Nazareth. We see him going from village to village, preaching the good news. But there was some opposition towards him from both the people and religious leaders. But it's from here that he will prepare for his journey to Jerusalem, where he will face more opposition. He is going into the lion's den when he enters Jerusalem. This is a challenge. And he was, sensed that he would face the same fate that all prophets do, death. He recoils from this fate, and it seems to be able to say that while he was climbing this mountain with James, Peter, and John, that he was praying about this. The most important thing in Jesus' life was his relationship with God the Father. Is God the Father who created him? God the Father who nourished him? God the Father who sent him into the world? And when he is baptized by John the Baptist, words are heard. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. It is very similar to hearing the words that every child wishes to hear. I am so proud of you. Well, we hear these words again when Jesus is on this mount. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. This is affirmation. This is God's grace working in him to be able to face the trials and tribulations that lay ahead. What does the Transfiguration have to do with us? Well, we are human, and we do face darkness. We face uncertainty. We face uncertainty about our relationships, our work, our health, our very well-being. People move on. People leave. People die. People abandon other people. And that hurts. And that does lead to darkness. But that's when we are to go to God. And in that prayer, it is the hope that we hear, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter." That will give us the affirmation necessary to face the darkness so that we do not give in to despair or give in to negative behavior that is manifested, whether it be inward, towards others, or given into addictions. My brothers and sisters, we already know that life is not easy, but it is through the affirmation of God that we are loved. By the very nature of our baptism, the word "beloved" is written on our hearts. We cannot forget that. And it's something very easy to forget when we give in to despair, when we decide, well, God doesn't care for me, God doesn't listen to my prayers, or going to church doesn't make sense, or I simply do not believe anymore. God does not give up on us. In turn, we cannot give up on God. This is the challenge. This is part of the journey, as we are part of God's project of making his word known, his love known, and showing respect for all people who come our way.